not right.
Yeah.
Show number eight.
Show number eight, numero ocho.
So it's Ash Wednesday.
Really?
It is. Today is Ash Wednesday.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Huh. I'm not kidding.
You've not probably gone outside at all.
No.
Ventured out whatsoever.
Not at all.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
That's true. I did do some pull-ups, though.
Yeah, good. How many did you do today?
I did like four.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's like nothing?
Okay. Well, you kind of interrupted me.
Oh.
Like, sorry. I wanted to do at least 15 to show you.
Well, you were doing them when we weren't in the room.
That's
probably a problem.
Well, I don't do them.
Then you could lie. You could be like, I did 15 when you really did four.
Totally.
Right.
How many pull-ups can you do?
I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe five?
Yeah?
But that's really neither here nor there.
No.
It's Ash Wednesday.
Okay.
So when you grew up, did you Ash Wednesday?
No. No, I'm not Catholic.
Oh, you're
I was Baptist.
Baptist.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Southern Baptist.
Southern Baptist. So we're from Florida.
We hate gays and blacks.
As we saw last week's show.
It's true.
Yeah.
There was a lot of gay and black bashing.
Right.
Yeah.
So speaking of gay.
Yeah.
The Oscars.
Oh.
The Oscars.
Oh, dude. Dude.
One thing that I'd like to say about is Wolverine. I think he probably nailed the coffin with that performance. I don't think he lost all respect. All respectability with the fanboys. I don't think people are going to be as excited anymore about Wolverine.
No, dude.
Dancing around up there.
It was ridiculous, dude. I went to school for music theater. Some of our listeners might not know that. But, I have a somewhat slight respect for music theater. But that,
I have none.
None. Well, yeah. None. As a lot of people do. But that whole montage where they were just throwing songs left and right and left and right and changing it and doing this and going from this number to this number and this number, I was like, where's the through line? Where's the thread of this? There was no meat. It was just, let's see how many songs we can throw in one super gay medley.
It was just dancing around, singing, dancing, and then he proclaimed that music or the stage, whatever theater, was not dead, which. It's a dying breed. It's not going to last. No one wants.
No. I mean, it's
who goes to those things anymore?
Kids, Disney.
Fanboys, Disney kids, and grandparents.
Yeah.
That's it.
Jewish grandparents.
That's it. Ain't going to last.
No. Well, I think.
No.
I disagree. I think the huge Broadway musicals that, you know, cost over millions of dollars to make, they're going to die out a little bit because people don't have the money to spend $80 on a ticket.
No.
You know, unless you're German or, you know, English and you're coming over here and you're getting great money for your money. You know, you can't really...
for your money?
Great money for your money. Sound as a pound.
It was just...
It was horrible, dude. It was a lot of ball licking. There was so much ball licking.
You were telling me that when
it was just ridiculous. It's like, oh, and I want to thank this person and this person and, oh, and thank this and blah, 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 blah.
That's what the Oscars always been. I mean, it's just about, like, oh, you know, there's the overhead academy who, you know, is like, we have to kiss their ass so we can, you know, sell tickets.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And then Wolverine goes out there and totally makes a mockery of himself.
Yeah.
And dances around.
Is Hugh Jackman gay?
No, I think he's married.
Really?
I'm not quite sure, though.
I would say,
after that performance, probably.
Probably pretty gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was angry. I was just, what is going on here?
I did have a clip, maybe I'll add it in later, of Sean Penn's speech.
You commie loving homos.
Did you watch it, or did you just...
I saw it afterwards.
You saw it afterwards. What did you think about it?
I think it was cool, man. I mean, you know, I was watching a news story, and they were saying, like, people cheered on Sean Penn. You know, but then when Michael Moore went up there, you know, in 2003 and, like, was bashing Iraq, people were booing him, even though he got the Oscar.
Right.
But the news reporter was saying that it's all in the timing and it's all in how you do it. You know, like, some people just might not like Michael Moore because you're just like, rah, 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 rah. But this came at a good time because Proposition 8 didn't get passed and a lot of Americans are angry about it. And, you know, so people are like, yeah, you know, we are equal. We are humans and we are, you know, we should have equal rights. And so, you know, one thing at a time, I tell people.
Sure, sure. But here he is out there, you know, saying, you know, all you people who oppose Proposition 8, sit in your shame. This is pretty much what he said. Maybe I'll play the clip now.
For those who who saw the signs of hatred as our cars drove in tonight. And I think that it is a good time for those who voted for the ban against gay marriage to sit and reflect and anticipate their great shame and the shame in their grandchildren's eyes if they continue that way of support. We've got to have equal rights for everyone.
But, you know, he's out there saying, all you people who voted for Proposition 8 to overturn this gay marriage, sit in your shame.
Yeah.
And here's my problem with that.
Right.
He's just preaching to the choir. It's the same issue I have with religion. They're out there. They're just preaching to the choir.
Yeah.
They're not talking to the other side, because the other side is looking at them and looking at the hymns, and he's telling them to sit in your shame.
Yeah.
And that's just going to make them more angry and push them further away.
Totally.
And that's not going to do anything for the help. That's going to just make a greater divide. And I think that wasn't the correct way to approach it. No. Maybe everyone in that audience was applauding it. Maybe you at home were applauding it. But the other side's not. The other side's going, what a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
What a cocksucking liberal douchebag sitting there telling me that I am wrong. It's just going to cause a greater divide. And again, that's one of my major problems with religion, where they're like, everyone up there is saying, we're all going to heaven, you're all going to hell. Blah, 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 Ash Wednesday. Supposed to give something up. You should give something up.
I think you should give your beard up, dude.
What are you saying about my beard?
Just because you're an editor and you're behind the scenes and you're not on camera, doesn't mean you should just grow this, huge monstrosity of fur on your face. It's getting ridiculous. It's just getting damn ridiculous.
All right, look at this. Check this out. I'll shave this off if you shave off your head.
No.
And then I ain't shaving my beard. There we go.
Oh, yeah. Well, back to the whole religion thing. I've always said religions are like farts. Everyone else stinks but your own.
Well, this is the same issue I had with Sean Penn up there saying, all you assholes are idiots and all of us are right, you know, and I don't think that's the right way to make this.
No.
And everyone's out there applauding him, and I think it was just the wrong way to approach it.
Yeah. No.
Because it's causing a more greater divide.
Totally.
Oh, man.
Ugh. Jeez. At least we're not divided.
Yeah, totally.
You and I, you know?
Yeah. Well, we're always going to be divided.
That's true.
So what else is going on?
Speaking of the whole free speech thing, did you hear about that guy in Turkey?
No, tell me about the guy in Turkey.
All right, this dude was...
And who said free speech?
Free speech.
Who said anything about free speech?
I don't know. We got free speech right here.
We got it.
This dude in Turkey was given a parliamentary address. He was a PM or, MP, one of those dudes. And he's given an address in Turkey to the government. And it's, on air, via live, satellite, all that BS. And he starts, he's speaking in Turkish. And then he switches to Kurdish, which, according to Turkish law, is legal in any sort of, commonplace to talk. If you're in Turkey and you're talking Kurdish, it's like blasphemy. You can't do it. They say it invokes separation.
So here he goes again. It's talking about one side against the other.
Totally. And do you imagine if somebody was like, it goes back to that thing about, being an American, and people are like, whoa, you want to be an American? Speak English.
It's very true. Well, it'd be like the same if some ghetto, we outlawed ghetto talk.
Yeah.
And we were like, you speak ghetto, we're kicking you out.
Totally. You know what I want to outlaw? Is abbreviations. And people are like totes. Or,
what is totes?
Totes, like totally. Totes. Oh, totes. I hate that, dude.
I've never heard totes.
You've never heard totes?
No, I guess I don't live in your world.
Yeah, well, maybe you should.
Yeah, I don't think I want to go down that road.
So anyway, this guy was talking in Turkey, and he spoke Kurdish, and the broadcasters, the government or whatever, were like, pulled the plug on him, and are like, rah, rah, rah. And, and it's, I think it's a little bit ridiculous. I don't live in Turkey. I don't know their laws. But still, to be like, you can't speak this language. This whole, there's a move towards globalization now.
Sure.
Because people are like, wait a minute. We're not Americans. We're not Europeans. We're not South Africans. We are human beings.
Sure.
And these whole political lines are just, they're really sort of ridiculous,
Well, did he get any more reprimand? Did you read any further than the top headline?
It was at 3 a.m, dude. And I meant to send you the link so you'd be educated on it before I went. No, I didn't.
And you didn't.
But still.
Right. But I would like to see what kind of punishment he got. Obviously, he got turned off. And I wonder what he was talking about. See, we didn't get that far. What was he talking about himself? Like, was he just like, I mean, here in America, we can, sure, we can have anyone out in the streets with a megaphone talking about whatever they want.
Yeah.
But I mean, there is a line, you know, like you go into a theater, you start screaming fire, they're going to arrest you. Like, what is this guy talking about?
I had no idea.
Well, then there we go. We can't go any further into that conversation. Mm-hmm. Now, can we?
No.
This is your problem. You read the top headline and then you move on.
Well, I read the whole thing.
Well, then what
they did. I didn't know what they didn't say what he was talking about. Right. Maybe because it was Kurdish and they can't talk about it.
It's interesting.
It is.
Well, What else is going on out there in the world?
Let's see here.
You were talking about this morning about this 13-year-old father.
Oh, yeah.
What is I checked it out. I did some research on it and the kid looks like he's like 8.
Yeah, he's really young.
And the mother is 15.
Right.
And she looks like she's 3 times the size of him.
Totally. You think it's a hoax?
I don't think it's a hoax. I think
we should put money on it. Well, not money. Let's just do an on-air radio bet. I think it's a hoax.
All right. What are you willing to put up about a hoax? How are we going to find out if it's a hoax or not? I guess we'll just wait it out.
It's going to come out. They're going to do a DNA test.
Well, when did this story break?
Like a couple days ago, I think. A
couple days
ago. I mean, maybe sooner. It was so an English tabloid.
Right. It is a British thing.
Or English.
English, whatever it is. But just this kid who and I was watching a clip, and it was pretty funny. They asked him what he's going to do financially. And the kid goes, "What's that mean?"
Totally. You know what? He might be better. You know, I don't know. Here's when I was thinking about it last night, and I saw that story. You know, back in caveman times, you know, and you know, Indians, and you know, I don't know. You know, these long ago distant people, when there weren't like rules, and there wasn't like you know the 18-year-old rule where you can't, you know, which you don't follow.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't. All right, listen. Okay, the human, like they're like animals. Like animals don't have this thing. Like you know, a goat's not like, hey, you're not 13 years old yet, so we can't bone. Goats are like when they're ready to bone, they bone. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So like, you know, maybe this is some sort of like I don't know, animalistic thing where this guy was like ready to do it. You know, he could get a boner and he boned her.
Sure.
And
at 13, all of us are raring to go.
Yeah, totally.
You know, I mean. That's besides the point. But, I mean, what is the issue here? Is it his parents? Is it, you know, like not instilling this, like, responsibility into the kid? Because obviously he's got no responsibility for his actions. If he can have this kid, if he can, you know, live this life where, you know, he's going to have a child at 13 and he's going to just do whatever the hell he wants.
Right.
So, I mean, what do you think the problem is? Do you think the problem is with this child who's 13? Or do you think it's with the parents? What? Or do you think it's society? What are you trying to say? So you're saying it's society that says that we're not supposed to do this.
Right.
But as animalistic, we have these urges. Yeah. Why don't we do it?
Well, yeah.
So you want a bunch of 13-year-old parents out there.
I'm not saying I want that. I'm just saying, like, it's possible to happen. And if the parents aren't watching the kid parents can't watch kids 24/7.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? The kids are seeing stuff on TV. They listen to music videos. They're like, it's all about sex. Do you know what I'm saying? Sex sells.
Sure.
As soon as you want to bust a nut, you're ready to bust a nut. You know? So this kid's out there and he's like, he sees this girl who's 15 who's, you know, they do it. You know? There's also a bunch of other like kids around his age that are saying that they're the father as well.
Really?
And this is at a time.
This I did not know.
This is at a time when the octuplet mother
is
the hottest story, who looks like Angelina
so
Jolie.
So this is why you're saying it's a hoax.
I think it's the next – people are always looking for the next big story. They're like, you know what? This person got their 15 minutes of fame in a book deal. What is going to be the next
– What can I do?
What can I do?
What can I do?
You know, I can
– Well, I mean, Octomom is not only like 15 minutes of fame, but she's ridiculed.
Yeah, well, she's, you know.
Absolutely ridiculed. I mean, is that what people want? Is this the 13-year-old kid or whoever all these kids are saying, I'm the father, I'm the father, I'm the father. They want to be ridiculed? Is that their plan is?
Maybe. I don't know. I remember a kid in high school that got with his high school teacher. Kid
really?
I grew up with. I played baseball with
Did
him.
Did they get caught?
Yeah, totally.
What happened to the teacher?
She got fired, but he had a baby with her.
Really?
And this kid I played
Are
like.
Are they still together now?
No, I don't think so.
You should find out.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Go on.
All right. Well, anyways, I played T-ball with the kid when I was little. And then I see this news story years later. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I look at the name and I look at the picture and I'm like, wait a minute, dude, that's my boy. You know, we've got a picture together, you know, hugging, you know, in T-ball.
Is that when you had the different hat on?
Yeah.
Is that when you,
no, that was the year before. That was the Reds.
That was a great picture, the picture of you with the different hat and everyone else has another hat.
And, you know, it's the same thing with every sport I played. That we'll was
get
the baseball.
Picture up online.
We should. We'll get that picture and then we'll also get my football picture.
What happened with the football?
I played Pee Wee football for one year. Got my ass kicked. All the uniforms had like awesome numbers on the shoulders and the backs and stuff, and I got the uniform that just had like the little dinky number on it. And I only
were you just the small kid out?
I was really the small kid. I had glasses, so
did
I couldn't
you
wear.
Play or did you just sit the sidelines?
Well, I got four downs. They allowed me the minimum amount of time that you could play in Pee Wee football was four downs. Like they had to put you in
a game. It's a mandatory thing. So here goes again with the whole. Let's make sure every kid doesn't get left behind.
Right.
Which ain't teaching kids anything.
No.
Ain't teaching kids anything at all.
No. Honestly, I would have rather the coach, and the coach was a dick. You know, I remember him, like, cursing me out in sixth grade.
You probably deserved it.
I was sixth grade,
dude.
How did I deserve it?
I like to curse you out from time to time.
I probably was a little bit of a sissy. But I would have just, like, rather him, you know, throw me in the game, let my, you know, just got in there, sure. got the shit kicked out of me. And learn to be like, all right, this is what it feels like to play a quarter or a half or a whole game. Sure. You know what I'm saying? Don't put me in for four downs and bullshit.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
But
all right, we're going to take a break.
Totally.
And we'll come back.
What don't you fucking understand? Give me a fucking answer.
My hands are wet on the wheel.
We're live.
We are?
We're totally live.
Really?
Yeah, we're rocking this thing.
Okay, cool. Is this Swallow?
No, this is Weezer.
Oh. But you know that song I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm sure. So.
Yeah, it is.
I was at the old vending machine the other day.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking to myself, what is the best potato chip?
I have a fascination with Sun Chips.
You're a Sun Chip man.
I like the Sun Chips.
Sun Chips aren't a bad chip, but they don't do it like a Ruffles.
No. Really? You're a Ruffles guy?
Ruffles are a good chip.
Let me ask you a question.
All right.
Have you ever had Gibbles?
I've never had Gibbles.
Gibbles. Gibbles. It's like a Pennsylvania thing. And it's like they will get the actual chip. If you could look on, can you get on Giggles.com? It's like Nibble Gibbles. It's a potato chip called Nibble Gibbles, and I found them in Pennsylvania a couple years ago. And there's a thing on the back of the chip bag that is all it talks about them just cooking their chips in lard. They are not ashamed to say that they use real lard. Like they're bragging about their lard usage.
Nibble Gibbles. Nibble with Gibbles?
Yeah, Nibble with Gibbles.
Is this the Yahoo page? All right. So what? They use lard?
They use pure lard.
Gibbles potato chips. They use lard. These are regular potato chips that taste a little bit like kettle chips. It must be because of the lard that is cooked in. Gibbles? Nibbles with Gibbles. This is totally...
Keep going. It's good, isn't it?
It's definitely an acquired taste, one that my brother loved. Who are you? Who is this? Oh, it's a Facebook fucking thing.
Somebody did a Facebook
thing. Yeah, they love it that much that they did. Wow. Chowhound. That brings me to another point.
All right.
Facebook.
Yeah.
And we have a Facebook. You can go check out Dave and Giggles.
Yeah.
We haven't promoted anything yet.
Well, it's Dave Giggle. Look
Dave
up Dave
Giggles,
Giggle.
Dave Giggle. Yeah. Dave and Giggles
gmail.com
and
davengiggles.blogspot.com.
Right.
Here's okay.
No, go on.
Well, here's my thing with this. Okay. Nobody's emailed us.
No one's really.
We have a few listeners, but who's really listening out there? And this is the shout out to our listeners. Is if you're listening to our show, send us an email. You know, if you hate our show, we just want to let you know that we want to know that you're listening to it.
Yeah, just send us something, and then also call Giggles, call me up, and leave some messages. We'll play them on the air. It'll be great.
Totally. This is your chance to shine. We're not doing this for us. We're doing this for you people.
We're doing new people.
Well,
here's the Facebook. So you can check us out, Dave Giggle, and then friend us and keep updated with us on there.
Totally.
But you know what I can't stand about Facebook?
Status updates?
Oh, no, status updates fine. It's like the Twitter thing. It's like a bunch of bullshit. You know, it's interesting to see who's doing what out there, whatever. When people attach themselves to a group and then force it down your throat that they're in this group. So say you join a group that says, I'm a part of children not getting raped group.
Yeah.
So now they're making me feel like a person who likes raping children unless I join this group.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Or join causes. You know, yeah, it's a cause thing. Have this, or plant a tree or this stuff. Like, I'm not...
Yeah. It's just a little too much. I think, you know, do away with the cause and all that stuff.
Right. Well, you heard about the Facebook murder, right?
Well, give me the Facebook murder.
Some guy, this girl divorced her husband. Sorry. Let me start again.
we'll fix it in post. Nibble Gibbles.
We'll fix it in post. This guy, this girl, you know, got rid of her husband or boyfriend or whatever, and she changed her status that went from engaged or married, whatever, to single.
All right.
And the dude flipped out. You know, the dude checked her Facebook page like most ex-boyfriends do just to, you know, check up on a chick.
Check up.
And he got enraged and murdered her. And so now there's Over Facebook.
I have not heard this story. Where'd you hear this story?
I was on the news, dude. Don't you read the news? Don't you work for the news?
I do.
Yeah, man.
I have not heard this.
Totally. Well, anyway, there was also a MySpace murder, too. But these people know about this stuff. So, I mean, and so there's a whole thing about people, you know, how much... You know, Facebook did this whole terms of use thing that people should read. You know, anything you post up there, people can post any sort of picture of you, you know?
Yeah.
Just like Michael Phelps, you know? I mean, it wasn't on a Facebook, but some douchebag in South Carolina took a picture of Michael Phelps taking a bong hit.
Sold it.
And sold it.
Right.
And, you know, he's a douchebag. I mean, but still, it's really ridiculous. I think the whole thing... I mean,
Where do you stand on the Michael Phelps?
You know, he's got 13 gold medals. It doesn't make him any better than anybody else, but you know, he took a bong hit.
Yeah.
So what? Are we at this country right now? Are we gonna focus so much of our attention on weed? Are we gonna keep fighting? You know, are we gonna keep, you know, putting people in jail for minor offenses for just
it's
possession?
True. I mean,
you know,
are we gonna look at someone and say, they drink alcohol, that's fine. They smoke weed, that's a problem.
Yeah.
They smoke tobacco, that's okay.
Yeah.
They do heroin, that's a problem.
Right. Like, where's the line?
It's just a nation of judge. It's just one big nation of judge.
I'm sick of it, dude.
Well, the interesting thing is California, I believe, right now. I don't have the article right in front of me. But California is thinking about, because of, you know, the whole economic depression.
Right.
Is thinking about trying to get marijuana passed legal so then they could tax it, because there's something like, you know, they're like 7 million in the hole or something like that. But if they
were 7 billion,
yeah. I can't remember the exact terms, but they're a certain amount in the hole, and the amount they would make from legalizing marijuana and taxing it would cut that at least in half.
Yeah.
So, I mean, where do you stand on that?
You know what? I think as long as it doesn't turn into some place like Amsterdam,
because Amsterdam is horrible.
It's seedy. You got prostitution. You've got all kinds of stuff going on there. I mean, you also got prostitution in Thailand, and you know,
plus child prostitution.
Well, totally. I mean, here's the thing with
that. We should start a group on that or a cause.
Right, Dave and Giggles fight. You know, we should get a charity though. We should get a sort of
and then do product. It on Facebook
and do it on Facebook.
Yeah, and then make everyone else feel like an asshole for not joining it. Yeah, totally, that's really great. Man. That's exactly my point.
I mean, you'll get locked up in Thailand for 3 years for having a joint, but you can, you know, buy a 16-year-old girl to have sex with, you know? So it's like this whole, like, thou art better than you or whatever.
Well, I mean, America's based on thou art better than you.
Yeah.
You know, it's just...
That's what got us into trouble, dude. We're in some shit, dude.
Yeah, we are in some shit.
But we're still doing a radio show.
What are you going to do? I mean, we're doing what we got to do.
Totally. Where do you stand on the Michael Phelps thing?
Well, I think it's bullshit.
Yeah.
I think the kid wants to have some fun. Let him have some fun. You know, he won eight, however many gold medals. I thought it was eight. You said 13?
Eight or 13. Spitz won 12, and I think, we don't really know our facts here.
Yeah, I think it was eight. I don't think it was 13, but it was 8. And, you know, I mean, again, I don't really think that we should be a nation that judges.
No, and Kellogg's dropped the sponsorship.
And you know what? I would call right now for everyone to boycott Kellogg's.
I'm boycotting it right now.
Well, you don't have anything in this house. You have absolutely no clean dishes. I asked you for water, and you give me Tupperware full of water, which was, like, greasy. Yeah, and it had stuff floating on top of it.
Our sink is messed up, dude. Yeah, you know, it's not – you know, I'm not going to – here and here I go saying, you know, I'm better than you. But I don't think it's my fault. You know, Scrap uses so many glasses. We'll get him on the horn about this. But Scrap uses so many glasses. Yeah. It's ridiculous. I'll use maybe one or two glasses throughout the day.
There's only two in this
house. There's only two. But yet there is – I would count 13 glasses on the
– Why are you on 13? What's happening with 13?
It's a crazy number, man.
It is a crazy number. I think I see Scrap making his way in here, which is interesting. Maybe we'll take a break and get him in on one.
Nice.
Comes in.
When we come back with Scrap,
yeah.
I want to talk about hemp.
Hemp?
Hemp.
Hemp.
It could be the next, you know, could be the next biofuel. It should, you know. I don't know enough about it, but I know that you can make pretty much anything out of
hemp. Well, sure. I mean, that's what we did when we first started. Everything was pretty much out
of
hemp.
Yeah, the Egyptians, the sailors.
Right.
I'm reading this book about Magellan.
And here we could take this plant and say, we'll give you this plant. You could make paper. You could make fuel. You could make
kitchen cabinets. You can make kitchen cabinets.
You can make clothes. You can make pretty much whatever you need to make out of this product. But then we're going to say it's illegal. what kind of
– Yeah.
Where do we stand on that? I mean, I just don't even understand how our nation could – but then, you know, alcohol's okay.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how we could take one thing and say that's okay, take another thing and say that's not.
I think because you can't – I think because they can't tax it. Now they want to tax it.
Well, now you can tax it.
You know? I mean, the California makes a ton of money off of the medicinal marijuana.
Oh, sure.
They tax the balls out of it, dude.
Sure. I just saw a documentary on the whole California medicinal thing, and it's really ugly because there is a certain amount of plants you can grow if you have that piece of paper that says you can grow it. But then there's like whole fields of it that people are growing and then guarding with like machine guns.
Oh, totally.
So it's like we're just turning it into a pseudo corporate thing, but if you have it, it's illegal.
Yeah,
and you can get thrown in jail.
Totally, it's just the shadiness of our government, man. You know, and I think people need to realize that, dude.
Totally. Oh man,
it's tough, dude. You know, but this is we want to hear your thoughts. Email us at davidgiggles@gmail.com.
Fucking idiot. All right, we're gonna take a break.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
DavidGiggles@gmail.com.
DavidGiggles.blogspot.com.
Joining us today, of course, is the lovely Scrap. Looking good. I see it's glasses Wednesday.
Check.
In the office.
Check. He looks like a mental patient.
Would you stop saying check?
I feel like a mental patient.
You are, for the listeners at home or work, wherever they are,
Scrap is wearing linen pants.
White
linen
white.
Pants, a white thermal, and the biggest sunglasses I've ever seen on him. I kind of feel like Luke Skywalker meets Hipsterland.
Meets Hipsterland.
Oh, man. Yeah, the light looks good on you, man. The sun's shining in. This is real nice.
It feels good, too.
We're in your office, too.
How does that feel? This is my kitchen.
Well, this is your kitchen. Your office is... I can see your office from the kitchen.
Sure.
I thought
this is a place of business.
Really?
Yes.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
So what's going on with you two? How's it treating you?
It's good. I think we're in the middle of a love triangle right now, though. Because, you know... But you and I sort of have a love affair. And then Scrap and you have a love affair. And you guys are both fighting over me, and it's sort of getting weird.
Well, first of all, I would consider you more of a stalker than a love affair.
Your girlfriend's getting... Both of our girlfriends are getting a little bit weirded out.
Well, what did you write as my Facebook status?
I said...
I said, I better not be getting sick. And you said...
I'll bring you chicken noodle soup and rub your tummy.
And rub your tummy. So yeah, Jeff said,
I've been off.
Well,
I've been listening to both of you, and like it's getting disturbing for me, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, getting real weird.
I've known Dave for a long time, and to see you come in here and try to do this to him and try to change the way he is.
So what does that mean, exactly?
It means whatever you want.
I think homosexuality is genetic, though. So he's always been gay.
What are you talking about?
I think homosexuality is genetic. I think this is what he's talking about.
So the
computer just went down.
What happened, dude?
I don't know. What'd you do?
Did we shut down?
Is it over?
It's over, I guess.
The show's over?
No, show's not over. Show's never over.
Just a song.
Just a song.
Oh.
So, last time we had Don on, which was a great little segment. He called in. And then we had you on, Scrap, as another call-in.
Yeah, I called in. I thought that I'd give you guys a shout-out.
Right. So where were you coming from?
Jersey,
what were you doing down in Jersey?
We're shooting a film.
Yeah.
Scrap Makes Films.
Scrap Makes Films. What, nice. What was the film about these days?
That film's about prisoners, ex-cons.
Nice.
Being successful after getting out of jail.
Is it working out for them?
Well, that's generally who we're interviewing is people that have been successful.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is it working out for them?
That's the essence of success, is that it is.
So that it is
working out for them.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I think he can't divulge too much information because this is still a project in the works.
Well, here's his chance to promote it.
Yeah.
He doesn't even want it.
Well, no.
I don't think he believes in our show, Dave.
I don't believe in free advertising. I would want to pay you if I were to.
So this Friday, what do you want us to do?
We're going to go film this band.
What band is it?
Pie Boys Flat.
I think we've talked about them before.
Yeah.
So what is your goal for this?
Well, this is Giggles getting into producing, right?
Yeah. Giggles getting into producing, totally. Yeah. What do you want out of this? You want to be like their manager?
No. I just want to help them get gigs and maybe get them booked on some festival circuits.
That sounds like manager material.
Totally. But I don't want, I don't know if I want to manage a band. I don't know if that's what.
I do want you to record his conversations with these guys.
That's not a bad
idea.
That's
good radio right there.
We'll come in there with some cameras, and we'll just be like in the, and we'll cut it together, and it'll be good, and
It's good.
Now,
so that's what you're going to do?
I'm starting to see myself as a facilitator. Like, I know a lot of people. I recognize people's talents, and I want to have those people meet certain people, and be like, hey, check this out. You guys will get along. Oh, you need somebody that can do this? All right, well, why don't you call my boy Joe or, my boy Scrap or... like it's all about name dropping and who you know and what you know and what.
Well, he wants to be a middleman.
He wants to be a middleman.
I want to
kind of like a manager.
I want to ride on the coattails of your success.
Right. We should make a Facebook group about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really want to make Facebook?
No, I hate him.
Yeah.
That's my point. Way to go with the bit.
Oh.
Don't you have Facebook? Aren't you on Facebook?
Yeah, but I'm talking about Facebook groups. Big difference.
Yeah.
Big
so difference. Doing, okay.
Big difference. So what are we doing on Friday? So
Friday, we're going to go in there. We're going to go in there and film. We're going to have at least two cameras.
Uh-huh.
We're going to try to get some good angles. It's going to be a good show.
Okay.
It's not the most ideal place to shoot.
Why don't you promote them? Where is this going to be?
It's going to be at the Bitter End, which is on 147 Bleecker, I think.
Okay.
It's somewhere down there. It's in the music scene down there on Bleecker Street. And it's going to be at 9 p.m. They're playing with Chapo. And then at 10 o'clock, they're going to play. So it might be, 9:30 and 10:30, but still, get down there.
Say hi to Giggles.
Say hi to Giggles.
He's the one with the really clown-like hair.
And the camera. Or just,
Wait, whose camera are you using?
That's to be determined. It might be yours.
Might be mine.
We got to get that thing fixed, which is, I'm going to get that part today.
You got 2 days to fix it?
Yeah, you got 2 days to fix it, which, if you looked at the thing that I sent you, it's not an easy fix.
It said it only took an hour and a half.
Yeah. But it also says you got to order this part. You can't just walk into the store and buy this part. This isn't like a Radio Shack.
This is not Radio Shack.
This is a special part of a camera.
What about B&H, dude?
No. They don't sell parts of cameras. They sell cameras.
Yeah, they sell cameras.
Maybe you could switch that camera for another camera, without them noticing.
Totally. That might work. It's great radio, guys.
Yeah. It is great radio. Wow. So you want to borrow my car.
On the 14th. The 14th. March 14th.
That's something you really have to earn.
Right. Well, we're going to do an on-air, or at least recorded, driving test.
Yeah.
Dave and Giggles.
Scrap, what do you got?
I found out that I also need a car on the 14th.
March 14th?
And March 14th.
You're kidding me.
And I was going to ask Dave if I could borrow his car.
Well, I asked first.
Yeah, but
this is
going to
be good radio right here.
I mean, you asked first, but he knows me. He trusts me. He lets me borrow his car.
I've seen him borrow my car. I've never seen you borrow my car.
It's true.
Well, he lets me borrow his car on a regular basis.
I think it's more of you forcing Dave to let you borrow his car.
Well, he's going to let me borrow his car on March 14th.
Well, what, Dave?
Well, I think this is going to have to be some kind of showdown. This is going to be good radio. I want to see a good showdown. I want you guys to put your heads together, try to come up with something that'll be... Right,
what do you need the car for?
Well, my sister's coming into town from Thailand, who I haven't seen in years, and it happens to be that weekend, and I was hoping to, you know, have a car to take her, you know, to take her out and show her, you know, show her some mountains and stuff, you know, go hiking and things like
so
that.
So get out of the city. You want to get out of the city.
Oh, sure. Why would I want to be in the city?
Yeah.
Sure.
You know what? You could go, actually... We could combine this. We could compromise. We could go up to Sugarloaf.
There's no compromise.
So what do you want to do? What do you have to do with my car?
My girlfriend's going to be in Sugarloaf, New York on the 14th. So I'm going to try to go up there and see her. Okay. Just Sunday.
I say we have some sort of, you know, drive-off, some sort of test of responsibility.
But I also want to ask you this, this bullet to both of you. Think about what I'm going to get out of this. Because I'm giving up my car.
Yeah, totally.
You know, for a whole weekend. That's a big
move. I'm just saying for just Sunday.
If I'm you saying for the whole weekend.
Oh.
It's getting heavy in here. It's getting heavy.
We need a car. We need a car up here.
Mine got jacked, so I mean, I think it's somebody else's turn to have a car.
That's true.
So when yours got jacked, that's it?
I don't know. I think with the recession and my own just general stupidity, like maybe I shouldn't have a car right
shouldn't
now.
Have a car.
I mean, I live in the city.
That's it.
Be good to have one, though, if the apocalypse hits.
I don't think I've ever known you. I've known you for quite some time. I don't think I've ever known you without a car, Scrap.
I think it actually affects my psyche because I feel like...
Crazy.
Well, no, because I feel a lot more free with a car.
Uh-huh.
You know, a car represents
it's freeing.
Freedom. It represents freedom.
Sure.
You know? So maybe I'll get a car. I think I might get a car.
Which probably explains why he's such a latchy. You know, like he just latches on to things. He's not free at all. He needs other people. We're talking about.
Are you kidding me?
He needs your car.
Oh right. My gosh! Who got this radio show going? Who said let's do this? Let's make this happen.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
really.
And Giggles latched onto you.
Exactly.
Wow.
Because you represent freedom.
Right. I am the freedom to Giggles.
I mean, look at your beard. Basically, says freedom.
It does. It does. And your hair says crazy.
Yeah. It's nuts, dude. I got to get it cut.
I think you should grow it out.
Keep it going.
Yeah?
Like
a fro?
Yeah.
I thought about dreadlocks, but I thought I would never get any sort of
a
real
white
job.
Guy with dreadlocks never.
It's pretty lame.
Good. You should grow them, though.
Corn rolls
would look great.
I was thinking about the lightning bolts in the side of the head.
That also would look really great. Like Z Cavaricci look.
Totally.
But we should have a drive-off.
We will have a drive-off.
Cones and boulders and like obstacle course.
Oh, I like that.
Dave could be like the driver instructor. He can grade us, have little papers and things like that.
You know what we could do? Well, we can actually do a driver's test. We'll go by the book, driver's ed, and we'll go by the book, and we'll grade according to how you would get graded when you take a test when you're like 16.
Okay.
We'll videotape it. We'll get it up on YouTube. We'll get it on the site, and we'll do some audio and bring it on the show.
All right. Don't say it unless you're going
to
do it.
No, we're going to do it. And also, I want you to think about what you're bringing to the table for me.
Okay.
I think there's got to be another element, too, is that so not only is this a question of who's a better driver, a responsible driver, but who, if there was a problem, would take appropriate and responsible action after the problem occurs.
Sure. So we'll set up mock scenarios.
So, like, for example, you know, if I destroyed your car, you know, the insurance check of my other car could be collateral.
Oh, collateral. The insurance check. Yeah, I guess that's something else I got to look into if I have the insurance to let other people drive my car.
It does.
All right, if you
let
me borrow your car, I won't kill your kitten.
See, now you're just throwing out threats. That's just scratch one against you.
If you let me
borrow your car, the next time you go away, I'll take care of your kitten.
See, that's the right approach. You don't say, I'll kill your kitten. I mean, the man knows how to negotiate. Obviously, Giggles does not.
I was brought up in a nation of violence.
All right, we'll work this out, and we'll get this down.
Totally.
Yeah. So we got another time check.
Another time check.
We're going down. This is the last couple minutes of the show.
Oh, so like really make it count?
Really make it count.
really make
Scraps
it
count.
Scraps out. I'll be back.
He's, right. He's back.
What kind of doo-wop operation are you running?
Next time we'll get Don on, and we'll get him in studio, maybe.
Yeah, totally. I don't think that's going to happen.
Is there anything else you want to talk about before we say? You do? Are we doing a show on Friday?
Yeah, we are doing a show.
We're going to do a show on Friday.
We should do a show on Friday. So, and also, we got to go live. And also, bands. If you're a band out there, if you're a part of a band or a musician, singer, you got an event, yada, 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 send us an email, and we'll plug your stuff.
Right, and then check out Pie Boys. We'll talk about them.
Yeah, pieboysflat.com. They're going to be Friday at the Bitter End. Hopefully this show will be up before then so you can know about it.
Yeah.
But
so is that it? We'll be recording them on Friday? Are we videotaping them on Friday? Is that
we videotaping
it?
Them
yeah, we're
on Friday?
Doing this.
Who's going to be on camera?
I could be on camera. Yeah. Chris was talking about it. Professor.
Apparently we're not even needed.
Well, yeah, why do you even need us?
Well, I need you guys to guard your cameras.
So you want us to be guards?
He wants us to be security.
Security
for our equipment,
for our equipment that he's going to use.
This sounds about as yeah.
Yeah. Just, oh man! And then you'll come over to my house and kill my kitten.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
And he's not going to pay us for our camera or our time.
No.
And we have to watch to make sure that he doesn't break our camera.
Right. When we have other things to do on a Friday night.
Wait. Listen. If you guys want to be the cameraman, I would love to have you guys be the two cameramen, and I'll produce and make sure, you know, you guys get those spots, and I'll, you know, because there's a table limit, like, you have, you know, there's a drink minimum on the tables, so I was thinking we could throw one of the tripods on the tables.
Have you talked to the venue about us filming there?
Yeah.
They said
they've talked to us. They've talked to them. It's cool.
Who's
the band?
The band has talked to them.
Has talked to
them. You should talk to them.
Yeah. The actual
producer.
Venue?
Yeah.
You don't leave it up to the bands, because bands, they're just out there to do their thing. They don't care what happens.
Totally.
That's what a manager/producer does.
Oh, well, I'm learning too.
All right. We're trying to help you here.
You're managing us to produce their project. You see how this works?
Yeah.
You're the center middle guy between us and the project. And if you have to insulate us, make sure that we
know what we're doing. Right. Yeah.
All
right.
I'll make it happen.
I show up there and they're saying no.
If things stink, if things are foul,
I'm leaving.
I'm leaving.
I'm out.
With my camera
too.
Deal.
And you gotta get that camera fixed.
Yeah, totally.
Now you're actually asking to use both my cameras.
Or we could just keep it up mini DV. Or you want to do HD? HD would be the way to go.
So he wants to use your HD camera and your XL2.
So he wants to use both my cameras.
Right.
Or we could use the. Listen, we'll talk about this later.
What are you willing to put on the table? That's always my question for you.
It's the clatter. What happens if something gets broken?
Yeah.
I don't guarantee that these people aren't going to be bouncing around and not looking at my camera.
And they're not going to be bouncing around.
That's why he wants you to
be
there.
That's why I want security. Or I'll be security. I'll make sure. I'll be like, yo, dude.
Filming here. Yeah.
Totally.
Can I get a press badge?
Yeah, we should make press badges.
Make press badges.
We do need to up the ante a little bit.
Yeah, make it look pro.
Yeah. All
right. So that's it for our show for a Wednesday afternoon. Ash Wednesday.
Ash Wednesday.
There it is.
Yeah.
What is Ash Wednesday? No, neither do I.
It's,
what is Ash Wednesday?
They put ash on the forehead.
What does it represent?
To,
I don't know. God, don't about Jesus.
You gotta ask yourself, when's Easter?
Easter's April?
Ash Wednesday is the beginning of Lent.
This is Ash Wednesday, dude.
Give something up that you enjoy or whatever it is for 40 days, 40 nights.
There we go.
There it is. This is perfect. This is good.
Yeah, but I'm not Catholic, and I don't think it's Ash Wednesday today.
No, today is Ash Wednesday.
Really?
Yes. You want to give something up for 40 days, 40 nights?
Pot. No.
Alcohol.
Yeah, my birthday's coming up, though.
When's your birthday?
March 9th.
Let's have a big bash.
All right, yeah, we should.
Right.
Little David Giggles
ready. Empty promises. You should give up empty promises.
Yeah, give up empty promises.
Empty promises.
That's 40 days, 40 nights, empty promises. Starting right now.
Let's do it.
Empty promises.
Hey.
Say what you mean what you say.
All right.
All right.
Deal.
That's our show.
We're out.
Idly hey.
Go home.
Doodly doo.